A young girl was once asked, "Is it true that God can do everything?" And the girl said, "No, he can't please everybody." And so we know in this world that so many things are based on faith. Love is one of those things that almost everyone believes in, but no one has ever seen. And in all our relationships between each other and our God, we believe that someone loves us. We trust that someone loves us. And this kind of faith makes all relationships possible. Because no matter how long you know somebody, you take it on faith. The apostles were able to see Jesus, but they still had a difficult time understanding and accepting. Because Christianity is not simply based on a blind faith, but on a faith based on evidence. St. Paul says we preach something we have seen and touched and heard with our own ears, that our Savior came to us and preached these things, and we have seen his glory. It is for this reason that the Holy Gospels are placed in a prominent position in every church on the holy altar, and the Gospels are lifted to be proclaimed and carried in procession so that you and I might be able to make a faith-filled decision on our life. But faith is not simply the heart. It is also the mind. Always use your mind. Be critical. Think. Does it make sense? Does it make sense to forgive someone, to free yourself from the burden of hatred and unrepentance, and give the other person a possibility to start a new life? Does it make sense to always look in what way I can help other people? Imagine if we are all on the same boat. Because the church is sometimes called the nave, which is called from Latin a boat. Naval comes from that. Because we are all in the same boat, traveling this life together. And the more we help each other, the more it is easier for us to survive this journey to the heavenly kingdom. There's one salesman who was very upset and tired of dealing with people. And so he decided to become a law enforcement officer. And his friend says, "Why do you do that?" He says, "Well, I'm tired of the customer always being right. I wanted a job where the customer is almost always wrong." Well, sometimes our brothers and sisters are wrong, but two wrongs don't make a right. How can we help them? Based on faith, in today's gospel, the Father says, "I went to your disciples, but they could not help me." You are those disciples. I am here so you can do your job as baptized Christians, so you can be the evangelists, the prophets, and the preachers in your daily life, so that you can say, "I do believe that the Word of God has a power attached to it, that the teaching of Jesus Christ makes sense. It has an effective life." Because faith with works is alive. So in today's gospel, what does Jesus do? He prays, he fasts, and he helps the Father and Son. That is the formula for Lent. Lent is not about, "Look how strong I can be. I'm giving up this or that." No. Lent is about me believing in God's grace-filled power to change me, to change my heart, to change my behavior, and to change my life. Because when you change, so does the world. Slava Iisusu Hristu!